Will the Senate please come to order, Madam Clerk?
The state Senate convened and passed two bills that would allow $2.4 billion in additional funding for the Honolulu Rail Transit Project. The bills, if passed as is, would extend the general excise tax surcharge on Oahu and raise the transient accommodations tax statewide. Senate President Ron Kochi, who represents Kauai, says raising the TAT, or hotel room tax, is fair given the long history of Oahu taxpayers funding neighbor island projects.
The TAT is collected statewide, and because of the size of Oahu, that they have continued to support the neighbor islands with taxes that they pay here that come out to help us. And so this is really the first time that we've talked about maybe some of it staying here versus Oahu money being distributed to the neighbor islands.
House Majority Floor Leader Cindy Evans represents North Kona and Kohala on the Big Island. She says the rail measures would also provide all four counties with an additional $10 million from the TAT, and that would benefit the entire state.
We have not done a good job reaching out to our neighbor island constituents. I think that they really need to understand that 70 to 75% of money gets generated on Oahu. This is our urban city, and we have to all succeed, and Oahu has to succeed.
But Mayor Kirk Caldwell repeated his claim that the legislature's funding is more than a half a billion dollars short. Surrounded by Oahu and neighbor island county council members, Mayor Caldwell asked that the TAT be left alone.
If the legislature would only change one number, the GET number, by a couple more years, by five instead of three, that's all it would take, and we believe we would have the money sufficient to fund rail without jeopardizing the city finances. And yes, it would require an amendment. But with that, the impacts we're talking about would be minimized.
But House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says the $8.165 billion rail project is not being underfunded, and the legislature used previous calculations from the Honolulu mayor.
His reasoning is that it didn't include contingency, but if you look at past testimony from the mayor's office, HART, and the city, the 8.165 was inclusive of contingency as requested by FTA. And for them now to say it's $500 million short is simply double counting.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Scott Sikey says state funding for rail is not the problem.
If rail is going to succeed in the long term, then the city needs to contain costs, and it needs to start doing that now.
The Joint House Transportation and Finance Committees will conduct a public hearing on the measures Wednesday afternoon. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.